put a stick in the ground.
Oh, tomatoes.
Sure. And then the small ones are called, do you have a name for the small ones that are about this big around?
The small tomato.
Yeah.
A salad tomato is mostly.
All right. And then this is the kind of vegetable that grows underground.
Oh, potatoes?
Sure. Now, what different kinds of these are there?
A white potato and a sweet potato.
Do you ever call a sweet potato anything else besides just a sweet potato?
No. Yams. I mean, but I don't call them that.
Yeah.
I know if somebody say yams to me, I know what they mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is the kind of vegetable, when you cut it, it makes your eyes water.
Onion.
All right. And do you have a name for the small ones?
Yeah, but I can't think of. Wait a minute.
Sure.
I can't think of it.
Well, would you ever use a term like spring onion or shallots or scallions?
Scallions and spring onions,
okay,
yes.
Okay, good. And now, what kinds of beans are there? Are you familiar with?
You mean dried beans?
Well,
or
all kinds. Just the generally, I mean, what are the two
beans,
basic? Yeah.
Green beans and dried beans.
Okay. Now, what's the, what kinds of, when you're taking dried beans out of their coverings, say you're going to...
Oh.
All right. And the, what kinds of beans are there that fall into this category?
That's a pea. Yeah. And a pod, but, you know, and...
Well, the beans are bigger, though.
That you haul? Yeah.
Well,
shell beans.
Okay, shell beans.
Shelly beans.
Shelly beans.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever use the term sibby beans? You familiar with sibby beans?
No.
Or lima beans or butter beans?
Yeah.
Which of those?
Lima beans and butter beans.
Okay. Now, these other beans, though, that you don't shell, those are just called?
String beans?
Yeah.
Green beans.
All right. And then how about the edible tops of turnips?
Turnip greens.
Yeah, and any other vegetables with the tops that you also eat the same way, other than turnip greens?
I don't know how to think so. Carrots.
All right. How about the on an ear of corn, the thing you have to pull off?
The husk.
All right, and when you eat corn, you're eating it that way. You say you're eating corn.
On the cob.
Do you ever call those anything else besides corn on the cob?
Oh.
Roasting ears, have you ever heard that?
Yeah. But I thought a roasting ear was when you roast it on a what you call a thing?
Rotisserie?
Yes.
But you'd never use it, you'd never call just any corn on the cob a roasting ear.
No.
Okay, that's good. That's what I'm... Now how about the top of a corn stalk, the thing up at the top? Or on a graduation cap. Thing.
Oh, a tassel?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and on a corn, on an ear of corn, that stuff that you have.
Corn silk?
Yeah. And this is a kind of vegetable that grows out in a garden. They're all different shapes. Some of them are long, shaped like gourds. And there's zucchinis, one kind.
A squash?
Yeah. And then what kinds of melons are you familiar with?
Watermelons, honeydew, cantaloupes.
What different kinds of watermelons do you know of offhand?
I don't know the names for them. I just buy watermelon by the shape generally.
Okay. All right. Now, and these are little things that look like little umbrellas that grow out in the fields, and people go out and pick them.
Daisies?
Yeah, well, no, these you eat, and you slice them and eat them with steak, for example. And they're shaped like...
Mushrooms.
Sure. Now, you know what the poison ones are called?